President Biden, surrounded by union workers, signed strong new tariffs targeting Chinese-made goods and green technologies because he says China is creating an uneven playing field.
To make sure American workers and American business and corporations can compete and win in the industries of the future.
The move pushes the U.S. tax on Chinese steel up to 25%. Chinese-made semiconductors will be hit with a 50% tariff. Electric vehicle batteries will rise to 25%, and Chinese EVs will have a 100% tariff placed on them.
We're never going to allow China to unfairly control the market for these cars, period.
With China revving up to sell government-subsidized electric vehicles for as low as $10,000, tonight the Biden administration is slapping higher tariffs on EVs and other Chinese goods to fight what it calls unfair trade practices.
It's not competition, it's cheating.
The price to import electric vehicles from China will now quadruple from a 25% tax to 100%. The president is also announcing hikes on a slew of other Chinese products, including steel and aluminum, lithium-ion batteries, semiconductors, syringes and needles, and personal protective equipment.
China heavily subsidized all these products, pushing Chinese companies to produce far more than the rest of the world can absorb, and then dumping the excess products onto the market at unfairly low prices.
In Battleground, Wisconsin, car dealer Scott Kunis thinks the administration is pushing EVs too hard, but he supports what President Biden did today.
Leveling the playing field across the board is important, especially when we have the Chinese government subsidizing their EV production.
The Biden administration is rolling out heavy tariffs on many products entering the U.S. from China with the goal of punishing Chinese companies, encouraging more production here at home, and also, by the way, attract voters in this presidential election. Ed O'Keefe is at the White House. He's following all this for us. Ed, good morning to you.
Tony, good to see you. This is a long-anticipated announcement that comes as polls show voters don't think the president's doing enough to address concerns with the economy. President Biden today is announcing new tariffs on $18 billion worth of Chinese-made products like electrical vehicles, semiconductors, batteries, steel, and aluminum. Tariffs on electric vehicles from China will soar to 100%. The tariff on imported steel will jump to 25%. The White House says the move is designed to address unfair trade practices by China, including the theft of intellectual property. Officials note China's moves have adversely affected industries based in the battleground states of Michigan and Pennsylvania. Adds to the political aspects of this. It's a major reversal for President Biden, who 4 years ago strongly criticized tariffs that then President Donald Trump had imposed on China, but then he left them in place, and now he's only expanding them. And we should note, presidents since Ronald Reagan have imposed tariffs in hopes of winning over voters concerned about the economy. We'll see if it helps President Biden.